UK GDP fell by 0.3% in the last quarter of 2012, worse than most forecasts predicted. It's the biggest contraction since 2008.
A short-lived rise in GDP during the Olympics couldn't be maintained, and the Christmas boost never materialised. Retail sales are down. The new year seen a string of retailers go bust, and the snow hasn't helped much either. There are some glimmers of hope. Unemployment was down earlier this week, but that simply isn't enough to reassure the markets or the public.
Experts say Britain's third recession in 4 years is now looming.
I think a triple-dip recession is definitely on the cards. We are heading into that direction, considering the policies the Prime Minister has been adopting and the international economic climate the country is operating in. So it is not absolutely certain, but it's very, very likely unless something changes.
The latest figures have sent even more alarm bells ringing over the government's economic policy. On Thursday, the IMF slammed it, saying the government must change course and slow down planned spending cuts that will hit the most vulnerable the hardest.
Sticking to a mistaken policy is not going to help him at all. I think the important thing right now is to reconsider some choices made, look around the world, and in cooperation with other European leaders who are following similar austerity measures, decide that it's time to promote investment a little bit. I think the markets shouldn't be the only source of advice for a prime minister. He should be looking at the figures and deciding accordingly.
But the government defiantly defends the policy. In a statement about the latest figures, the Treasury said,
"It confirms what we already knew, that Britain, like many European countries, still faces a very difficult economic situation. While the economy is healing, it is a difficult road."
But Britain is now doing worse than other major economies, and indecisiveness over Europe just isn't helping.
Like things weren't difficult enough, he's creating insecurity and instability about the future of Britain within the European Union and the wider global market. He is, in effect, considering removing Britain from the biggest economy in the world, the biggest market in the world, and making it a small island in the middle of the Atlantic. I think investors and businesses around the world who are already exclaiming their concern will be thinking twice about investing in this country.
While some experts believe the country can still avoid the feared return of recession, most are not hopeful. Britain has a bumpy economy and a bumpy road ahead. Nargis Mobaleri, Press TV, London.